Mark O'Connor's Cricket Dance here on Kansas Public Radio to open our Wednesday morning. Good morning, everyone. I hope you are doing well. We start with one of the string instruments of the orchestra, and we are going to build on that. We will hear from the viola, the cello, and then the winds and the horns and everyone all together this morning. I thought that that was a nice little opener to the Cricket on the Hearth overture, which we're going to hear around 9:45 this morning. So I wanted to know if there was any other music about crickets, and I wish crickets sounded like that. I don't know. I wish they were a little musical, but sometimes they can just be annoying, right? Sometimes they're nice, but cricket music is beautiful. So Alexander McKenzie says so. We'll hear from him. Right now we are going to add on to the violin, the viola, and the cello with the Emerson String Quartet, and I've got Dvorak's Cypresses. It's a really, really pretty listen. So let's enjoy it together now on Kansas Public Radio. Antonin Dvorak's Cypresses here on Kansas Public Radio, played by the Emerson String Quartet. Those cypresses inspired by a Czech poet and some of Dvorak's unrequited love. Music inspired by text, actually, is coming right up. Something to cool you off, and, well, we should also acknowledge that it's July. It's July 1st. I do not know where the time goes. Tchaikovsky wrote The Seasons, something specifically about July. We'll hear that, too, on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And also, we've got support for our KPR Community Spotlight. It comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.com. Alrighty, we opened with one of the instruments of the orchestra, the violin, and then we added the viola and the cello. Now we get to hear an entire orchestra play the Cricket on the Hearth overture, indeed inspired by the Charles Dickens classic 1845 Christmas novella. So just, you know, in all of this heat, let's pretend that it's Christmas time and it's cold and it's wintry and it's snowing as we listen to the Cricket on the Hearth overture by Sir Alexander McKenzie. Martin Brabant's conducting the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra on KPR. Alexander McKenzie's The Cricket on the Hearth Overture here on KPR, Martin Brabant's and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, inspired by the Charles Dickens novel, hopefully to cool you off, because that took place in wintertime, and we can all dream of cooler days ahead. Speaking of cooler days ahead, did you know that Tchaikovsky and Glazunov, who were pals, both wrote The Seasons, as did Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which many of you know. Tchaikovsky wrote one about July, and Glazunov wrote one about winter. So we will hear Glazunov's in the 11 a.m. hour. Right now, we are going to take a listen to Tchaikovsky's. It's titled July. It's a short little piano piece by Yefim Bronfman playing, and, well, it's in honor of July because it is July 1st, which is crazy. The time flies. Here we go on KPR. Tchaikovsky's The Seasons, July, here on Kansas Public Radio with Yefim Bronfman on piano.
Kids with autism are more prone to drowning than others. Some places like the YMCA of South Florida already offer lessons tailored to these swimmers.
Having a program like this was critical for his safety and just making sure that he kind of understands how to swim and keep being alive.
Hear how Florida is trying to make lessons like this more available on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher. Serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. It's about 86 degrees here in Lawrence. It's 10:01. NPR News up next, and then back to KPR for more music.
Live from NPR News.
Probably 105, probably on the very top end, mostly for the mid-Atlantic, especially on Thursday and Friday.
Wegman recommends staying indoors, taking frequent breaks, and keeping hydrated. He says temperatures should taper off just slightly for the actual 4th. Scott Newman, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. To Be Sung of a Summer Night, that composed by Frederick Delius here on Kansas Public Radio. You heard John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers. Talking about the hot weather, of course, which I just heard on the top of the news hour that it's going to move east. So maybe here in Lawrence and Kansas Public Radio, all of you dear listeners, we will get a chance to cool off. I am Destiny. Glad you were here with me. We are talking a lot about music to cool us off, but we also should talk about summer and the fun things about it. And I think something that captures summer really well is Mendelssohn's Suite from A Midsummer Night's Dream. I know many listeners love it. You know, it makes you think of fairies and mischievousness, and it's just a mythical world of music and young lovers, and there are so many descriptors. But I think I will let the music speak for itself. I've got a recording of the London Symphony Orchestra performing it, conducted by Peter Moog. We've got Felix Mendelssohn's Suite from A Midsummer Night's Dream here on KPR. Mendelssohn's Suite from A Midsummer Night's Dream here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. That was Peter Moog with the London Symphony Orchestra. I bet you recognized that last movement there. Now you know where all of the weddings get their music from. That's often played as a wedding march at weddings, and it is from, indeed, Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream. I've got an interesting piano concerto coming up next hour, Winter from the Seasons, but not by Vivaldi, actually by Glazunov. And then somebody wrote in and said, can you play something that reminds us of the dog days of summer? Because, you know, that means it's really hot. So I've got a Gershwin promenade called Walking the Dog. Some fun music coming up. Right now, a piano concerto by Franz Liszt. It is number 2, and it's an interesting one. Usually concertos are in different movements with different sections, like the Midsummer Night's Dream Suite we just heard. But this particular piano concerto is just one continuous movement full of different sections, and it also opens really quietly and delicately. So it's very interesting. There's a really beautiful cello solo in it as well, and then a dance, kind of like the Mendelssohn that we listened to. So I think you will enjoy. It's Franz Liszt, Piano Concerto No. 2, Seiji Ozawa with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The pianist is Christian Zimmermann. Right now on KPR. Piano Concerto No. 2 here on Kansas Public Radio by Franz Liszt. That was Seiji Ozawa conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the pianist Christian Zimmermann. I am Destiny. Glad you have been along listening to music with me this hour. I've got one more hour of music coming up from you, including something to cool us off, Winter from Glazunov's Seasons. It's really hot out there. We are almost at 90 degrees, and most of us are still in an excessive heat warning, so please stay hydrated. After my morning classical show, Jeff will be in this afternoon, and it looks like he's got some Spanish violin for you and some Italian opera, Norwegian dances by Grieg, Ooh, and a lovely Handel harp concerto. I do enjoy a good harp concerto. The harp is very pretty. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, and we have a community spotlight this month. It is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills, training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. This is KPR.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition decided to find out more about some of the artifacts that have shaped our culture. Like, why is Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet bent?
It fell.
And decided he liked the strange new sound. And how was Kermit the Frog made?
He cut a ping pong ball in half for the eyes.
Start your day with us and start really seeing things. Weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. It is 11:01. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm live.
Cooling centers and setting up drinking water stations. The mayor urged New Yorkers to look out for folks who seem like they're struggling in the heat. For NPR News, I'm Steve Kastenbaum in New York.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance. Now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. A little something for all of you dog lovers out there. Here on KPR, that was George Gershwin's Promenade Walking the Dog, 1936. Eric Kunzel there with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning on this hot day. We are at about 89 degrees in Lawrence and going up. There is an excessive heat warning still out there, so please stay hydrated and keep cool. I've got a little something to help keep us cool coming up. Glazunov wrote music about the seasons. Alexander Glazunov, he wrote Winter, just as Vivaldi did, Tchaikovsky did, a lot of composers did. Alexander Glazunov was a friend of Tchaikovsky, and we get to listen to his take on winter and imagine maybe there's snow falling and cooling us off. This is with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra right now on KPR. Glazunov's The Seasons, and just like that, it's over here on KPR Winter. That was the CBC Vancouver Orchestra. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me as always. I've got something that was a Pulitzer Prize winner coming up. I'd like to thank some of our great supporters here on Kansas Public Radio for classical music. Support comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as t-shirts, stickers, and more, available to discuss print projects in the North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverratks.com. And Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. Samuel Barber, an American composer who wrote Vanessa, which was a Pulitzer Prize-winning opera. We are going to listen to the intermezzo. It is a short but beautiful little intermezzo. The opera itself is a psychological drama about three generations of women who are living in this shadowy, isolated estate, awaiting the return of a long-lost lover, as it seems are all operas. So here we go. Let's listen right now on KPR by Barber. This is with Maren Alsop conducting the Royal Scottish Orchestra. Intermezzo from Vanessa by Samuel Barber on KPR. By American composer Samuel Barber here on KPR. That was the intermezzo from Vanessa. Maren Alsop conducting the Royal Scottish Orchestra. Speaking of American composers, what we're about to listen to next was Rachmaninoff's final major composition and his only one written entirely in the United States. Indeed. So it was originally sketched as for two pianos, and he called it Fantastic Dances, but then it turned into Symphonic Dances with an entire symphony orchestra. So we will listen to that together right now here on KPR, Sergei Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. I've got Leonard Slatkin conducting the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy. Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances here on Kansas Public Radio. Very exciting indeed. That was Leonard Slatkin with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. I am Destiny. So glad you've been here with me this hour. What a way to end the morning. Gosh, looks like in the noon hour, Jeff has some lovely Handel, a harp concerto, so that will be very soothing. And I think perhaps we should have a little encore here that sort of resets us back to the early music era, shall we say. So one of my favorite ways to do that is with Rameau's The Joyful, now on KPR. Rameau's The Joyful here on KPR. A nice way to close out this hour. And it looks like Jeff also has some Spanish violin music this afternoon, as well as Italian opera and Norwegian dances by Grieg. I think a lot of our listeners like those. Those are fun. So that'll be from 12 to 3 on KPR. I am Destiny. Glad you've been here with me from 9 to noon. Keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio. We've got a lot of great music for you. It is a hot one out there, too, so I hope you're all staying hydrated and staying cool during this warm weather and our heat warnings.
Kids with autism are more prone to drowning than others. Some places, like the YMCA of South Florida, already offer lessons tailored to these swimmers.
Having a program like this was critical for his safety and just making sure that he kind of understands how to swim and keep being alive.
Hear how Florida is trying to make lessons like this more available on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news here on KPR comes from the Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. info@newmonthouse.com. And it's July, so this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilincorporated.org. News is up next, and then more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington.